My name is George Ake, and I was born in Nigeria. I was born on the 25th of July, 1985. Actually came in for studies, social work, to be able to help people. That has always been my dream. How can I solve problems? How can I put a smile on people's face? I feel happy when people are happy. I have always loved education. Learning is a continuous process. So my home country, I had to study special education. I had to study social work. I'm still willing to continue learning because there's a saying that knowledge is power. When you have knowledge, then you'll be able to move the world, you know, with the knowledge and skills you've acquired. And you cannot get this without being educated, be it formal education or informal education. It all boils down to what education. I'm still eager to learn. I'm still eager to be educated. I still want to be educated. I still crave, you know, for more knowledge. I always wanted to help people. I've always loved to put smiles on people's faces. So first and foremost, I had to try to volunteer to be able to contribute my own quota to the development of the United States and individuals and groups in the society. So volunteering a social service organization, you know, was one way I knew I could impact. When you're familiar with someone, when you have gotten used to someone, there is some form of familiarities you share with a person, it makes life less difficult and easy for you. Unlike when you meet someone for the very first time, the person tries to get to know you, how do I help you and all that. Because I knew I was going to be able to, you know, interact with diverse culture, meeting people, you get to learn different things. It could be their culture, it could be their understanding about life, which probably I might not have been opportuned to learn in my country because either probably I don't have such people around or I have not been able to meet with them. The only changes, if there are changes, is just legal changes. In every society, there are laws, and there's this popular saying, when you're in Rome, you behave like a Roman, and you have to abide by the rules and regulations. So I really didn't see much changes because if you follow what I would call standard rules, irrespective of country, nobody would say stealing is good, right? So those are like standard rules. I feel following those rules wherever I go in a new place shouldn't make me feel different. If you want me to tell you what I miss about my home country, it's there is this delicacy, it's called Oba, that's the name. It's made of Bambara nuts. So that's something I've not been able to find in the United States. If there's anything I miss, I know I miss that seriously. Leaving my country, I didn't feel bad because I knew I was coming to learn more new things. I was coming to learn skills that I probably didn't have. So I felt excited that I was going to increase my knowledge, increase potentials which, you know, could help me in future. As an immigrant, a person who has left a particular place to another, just like if you're going to leave Pittsburgh to Georgia, for example, if you have never been to Georgia before, if you don't have friends, families in Georgia, you definitely need some assistance. You would not probably know what to do, where to go to get help. So that happened to me as well when I, you know, immigrated from my country to the United States. It was difficult because I wasn't able to really know where and what to do to be able to get resources I needed. That happens to everyone who arrives in a new place. But with time, I was able to figure out what I wanted, how to go about it, and it's been working for me.